Okay. Mechaber writes in Seif Dalet, Lo amru chatichatz ma nases nevela ela bebasar b'chalav, aval lo b'shari surim, kigon kizeis chaylev shenivla b'chaticha, ve'im bashishim levatlo v'nesrach v'charkach bishla imacheros. So that piece became usher with chaylev, then it's got the chaylev in its usher, it's now chanan, if you would hold in Shari Surim. But he says, no, we only require Shishim Kinege Kizeis Chelev, the first Kizeis Chelev that it absorbed. Because if we don't hold Hanan, we don't hold of Shar L'Softo Aser. Right? Okay, now, we saw in Tosfos the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who came to answer the question of the Gemara about how come you require no Saint Tom, right? Rabbeinu Tom answered it one way, and he answered it another way. Okay, we saw in his answer to the question about Shitas Rav that he said, "Ein omrim Hanan ela bebasar b'chalav bilvad." If so, we need to explain the Gemara on Daf Kuf where Rav did say it in Chatikah Shel Nevela Shel Dag Tame. Remember, right? Remember the first case which says, okay, Rav Amorale? And he said, Kevin Shinasan Tam Bachaticha, Chaticha Atzma Nases Nevela, Voseres Kol Chatichos Acheros, Vivne Shehein Mina. Remember that? Okay? So what was his case? You had a piece of non kosher fish or non kosher meat that fell into a pot. It ossered the pot, and then it fell into another pot. It ossered a piece, and then it fell, and then another, and then that piece ossered another pot. Question is whether or not you require from the first to be just mevatel the first piece, or do you have to require to be mevatel the second piece that became usser via the first piece? And he said, Hanan, the piece becomes a piece of Isura. Right? Now, his example, Chatikah Shel Nevela Shel Dag Tame, is Shari Surim, isn't it? Right? It's Shari Surim, it's not Basar B'chalav. Right? Okay. So we need to understand if Rabbeinu Ephraim says that Basar B'chalav is the only case where we say Hanan D'Oraisa. It's the only case that we say Hanan. We need to know, how does he explain that Gemara there? What does he say about Rav saying Hanan in that other case? Should I repeat it? Okay. Here's, we had two cases where the Gemara said Chatikah Atzma Nases Tevela. Both times it quoted Rav because it's his statement. In the first case, it was dealing with a case of Nevela or Dag Tame. So namely meat that was shechted in not kehalacha, and it ossered something, and then that something ossered other things. And the question is, do you need 60 times the second piece of meat that become usher, or can you just need 60 times what it absorbed from the first piece? With me? Okay. Then we have Basar B'chalav. Rabbeinu Ephraim said Basar B'chalav only, Hanan only applies by Basar B'chalav. But wasn't the example that Rav gave first not Basar B'chalav? So can we learn from Rav Lemechsa, so to speak? We take his principle of Hanan, but we only apply it in the case that we want to. So we need to understand. I understand the svara of why Basar B'chalav is different and why it should require, why Hanan should apply by Basar B'chalav and why it could apply logically to Basar B'chalav and not apply to Shari Surim. That I understand. Why? Because they're both heter. It's only in the mixture. Therefore, it doesn't matter how much there is of each. And they each become primary source. It's not Iser v'heter. It's heter v'heter that both become Iser. What's the Iser in Basar B'chalav? Both of them. Right? So I understand why Hanan might, logically, why you could say that they're different. But after all, didn't we learn it from Rav? Okay? Now, remember that Rav said, once the first piece became Usser, it became a primary source of Iser, Nevela, and you eat 60 times it, and it ossers all the other pieces because they are min b'mino. Remember, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino lo batil. So now the question is, when Rav said that, was it because that's an essential point for Hanan? That he only holds Hanan and Shari Surin because he holds Min B'Mino Lo Batil? Or was it that he was only saying, I hold Hanan and Shari Surin, and here's a consequence. Hanan, by the way, and of course I hold Min B'Mino, then it's not Batil. Okay, let me give the example again. Okay?
The first one, why would one require the other? Why would, if he holds Min B'Mino?
Well, I have to explain that, right? Okay? But one way to say would be that Rav was only saying, both times that it quotes Rav, Kevin Shinasantam Bakatika, Khatika Atzma Nases Ndela, Voserasa Sakala Acheros Mithneshahe Mina. Both times it mentions that. It's only mentioning that because, by the way, while I'm telling you my din of Hanan, I'm going to also tell you the legal consequence. Because I hold Min B'Mino, so let me just tell you, right? So in other words, what's he saying? He's saying the following. You've got a piece of meat that absorbed the taste of another kind of meat that's nevela, or of non-kosher fish. When it falls into another pot, is it Min B'Mino by virtue of the fact that it's meat that's usser? So it's usser meat now. It's got the tam of nevela. It didn't have shishin times that first time. Is it now Min B'Mino and it's usser Ramashu? That's all he's saying. Or is he saying that it's Hanan because of Min B'Mino? And I've got to explain why that is. Okay? But you see that the point about Voseres es kol acheros mnei shehi mina, you see that that is either just a consequence or it's an essential point to a shita. And you see that we shouldn't be surprised then to find a Rishon who says it's an essential point and a Rishon who says that it isn't. That it's just a consequence, right? Okay? If you look in the tour, and it's where he explains the approach of the rush here, or you look carefully and read Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Tosfos itself, and you read it carefully, you'll see that Rav maintains Min B'Mino B'Mashu, like Rabbi Yehuda, when a piece of heter gets the flavor of nevela, we could say that it's the isur is considered as if it's their be'ein, and therefore it asers all the other chatichos hacheros b'mashu. Masha ein kein, according to us, who hold that Min B'Mino is batel b'shishin. So if you hold Min B'Mino is B'mashahu, right? What does Mashu mean? Mashu means any shear less than a 60th, right? That's Mashu. Okay? What's in the second piece of meat? The flavor of the first piece. It's less than a 60th of the contents of the second pot, which has other pieces of meat, right? Of the same variety. Okay? It's less than a 60th. But because if I hold Min B'Mino Lo Batel, less than a 60th is Mashu, isn't it? It counts. Therefore, as long as there's Mashu of it there, it's as if it's there Be'ein, and it's Min B'Mino. Couldn't I argue that? Sure, with pleasure. With pleasure. Okay? I think I actually introduced a different species of meat earlier and I might have confused it. So if you're listening to the tape, let's listen from this point again, as I say it again. Might I not argue that Rav's whole svara of Hanan in Shari Surin is tied up in his approach to Min B'Mino Lo Batel? This is what the Tosfos say, and it's what the Tur writes. Okay? And it's an important yeso that you might miss if you just read the Shulchan Aruch. If you hold Min B'Mino Lo Batel, Min B'Mino is usher, even Mashu. Here's here's my piece of meat. Here's my piece of Esur. Here's my other pieces of meat. Okay? Sorry. This is 60 times this. This gave off taste in this. It's more than a 60th of this, but it's less than a 60th of that. Okay? If you hold that even a mashahu, less than a 60th, can aser, if I had less than a 60th and this fell directly in the pot, it would be aser, wouldn't it? Even though the 60. Because mim b'mino lo batil. The presence of this in that might also be mim b'mino lo batil. Because all I need is a mashu. And therefore, effectively, this second piece of meat operates like a piece of nevela because mim b'mino lo batil. Could I argue that? According to Eli, I could, because he's already on the flight. Okay? Want me to do it again?
No, I was saying that.
Okay. No, okay. But I didn't mean to, you know, criticize you. What I meant was you look like you were in another world. Does that make sense to you, or you want me to do it one more time?
No.
Okay, good. All right, now. So, I could argue then that min b'mino lo batil is an essential point in Rav Svara of Hanan, and for us it wouldn't apply in Shari Suri. Because we don't hold min b'mino lo batil. We hold that because this mashu could be batil in here, its presence in here makes no difference. Okay? How's that different than basar b'chalav for Rabbeinu Ephraim? Well, for basar b'chalav, if I have this little bit of milk, right, and this amount of meat, they together became basar b'chalav. They're basar b'chalav no matter how much there is of the original milk, because the milk wasn't the Esur. This was the Esur, the combination, right? So therefore, what might he say, Rabbeinu Ephraim? He might say that the reason why it doesn't apply for us in Shari Suri is because we don't hold min b'mino lo batil. Therefore, the presence of that less than a 60th of the second pot in the first piece doesn't matter. Doesn't effectively make this first piece act like it's a primary source of Esur. Okay? What would Rabbeinu Tam say?
So you're saying that since min b'mino lo batil is an essential feature of Hanan, then since we don't hold that way, what?
Then we don't hold Hanan in Shari Suri. So that guess gave us a basis for Rabbeinu Ephraim to understand. So what is Rabbeinu Ephraim to understand the Gemara? What would Rabbeinu Ephraim say about Rav? He'd say, Rav was saying l'shitaso. Rabbeinu Tam, who does hold in Shari Suri, would just say, Rav was just telling us, and since I hold Hanan, because I also hold Mimino Lobateo, I'm giving you the legal consequence. So I call the difference between the two approaches in Rav as to whether or not min b'mino is a nekuda mahutit or an essential characteristic, or is it just a nafkamina ledina, just a legal consequence. Totzah hilchatit. Okay? Do you see how the sugya could sustain either? These guys were no slouches. Right? Rabbeinu Tam isn't going to say anything that, you know, violates the Seichel Yashar. Yes?
I would look at you, but if we take the approach that we don't hold the min b'mino lo batil, therefore Hanan should not apply
to Shari Suri,
why would not apply also
Because here in Shari Surin, there's you can identify what the Isur is. In Basar B'Chalav, neither of them is Isur and neither of them is Heter. They together are Isur and Heter.
Are Heter, are Nisur. So I guess I read a private argument that Rav's source for Hanan in either in both in Shari Surin and Basar B'Chalav for two different reasons.
Yes. Yes. Because that's why I said, even according to Rav, according to Rabbi, even if you held in the first case, you had to say it's not for Rav, like a Rabbeinu. I even said this in Shir, I think, that it wasn't, he meant two different things by Hanan. By Basar B'Chalav, he meant strict Hanan. By Shari Suri, he meant it effectively it operates. This operates now like a piece of Nevela, only by virtue of the fact that I aser mean b'mino b'mashu, which makes us effectively like a piece of Nevela. Okay? Now, Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, holds that we do say Hanan and Shari Suri. And it doesn't depend upon whether or not Rav holds Min B'Mino Lo Batil. Min B'Mino Lo Batil was just, by the way, since I hold that, let me tell you what that does for me. It's a Nafkamina Ledin from my Shita in Min B'Mino. Now, who should we go like? Well, the Mechaber we just saw just wrote Pashut like Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? However, you remember back to Tosus that they quoted Rabbeinu Yehuda saying that Nira Lari Lahathmir. Why? Because there's no Raya Brura to either of the two Shitos. Rabbeinu Ephraim we like. Sounds, really makes sense. We love the Yesod of Shneim Heter Hei. Kol Chad Bapei Nafshei Heitera. We love that. It makes good sense. We easy to remember, you know, something special about Basar B'Chalav. Prima Gutting turns it into a foundational principle. It's fantastic. But in the end, the Gemara sustains either, doesn't it? So it should be no surprise that the Darkei Moshe quotes the Ran that Anu Noagin Bechola Isurim Lomar Hanan. And so he pastens, so the Ramah pastens himself. So in the Haggah here it says, V'yesh Omrim. The Amrinan Bechola Isurim Chaticha Adnaseis Nevela. V'chein HaMinhag Pashut. V'ein L'shanos. That's pretty unequivocal words there. But he gives a couple conditions. The Dafkim HaIsur Davuk Bechaticha Seter. O Shaticha Kula Chutz L'Rotev. V'nafal HaIsur. Aval Imitzas HaChaticha Tolcha Rotev. And he can use that re-approach in the, you know, Ein HaIsur Davuk, and Ein HaIsur Davuk Bo Lo Amrin and Hanan. So he qualifies when we say Hanan in Shari Surin. Now, here's an important point for Psak. Now we're going to have some very important principles to remember for Psak. Yeah.
I'm a little confused about that.
Me too.
The Ramah, you said that the Ramah from my Shari Surin, so you're saying that's based on the Ramah Tam?
That's based on
Tom,
no, I think it follows.
It follows the run.
Yeah, it follows the sheet of the run. Right.
Like
right.
So we're not concerned about
yeah, that it's Atu. Excellent, excellent. That it's the Atu Basar B'Chalav, as we're going to say, yes. But I wanted to point out that the whole idea of being Choshesh 2 in Shari Surin is already in Tosus. That's all I wanted to say.
That's specifically not the reason.
No, it's because we're following the run, and you'll see in Afkamina Ladino why from the run. Just in a minute. Yeah, in more than a minute. But you're going to see, yes. I'm glad that you corrected me. Okay? Because we're going to see, I'm going to talk about whether you can upgrade or downgrade the suffix. And that's going to depend upon the fact that we hold like the rod. Okay? Now, the Prima Gadim writes that when the Ron says that we're Amrinan, Hanan, and Shari Suri, that only means Midrabanan.
And as I was about to say, but I was even happier to hear it from Ellie, this is Shitas Haran, as we saw. Shegozrin Bishar Isurin Atu Basar Bechalav. Here it is right in my notes. I was just going to say it. So I'm glad you brought it up first, because that means you know what you're doing. Okay? Now, Mazos Omeris. What does it mean that we're Gozrin Bishar Isurin Atu Basar Bechalav? Shelo Yavou Litos Velomar De Basar Bechalav Ein Chaticha Naseis Nevela. And therefore they assered all these Isurim Midrabban and Chanan. Now we're going to see them. We would expect that those Isurim that have a Chanan Drabbanan should therefore have to resemble in some way Basar Bechalav. And I'm going to come back to that to tell you about a special qualification that causes the Prima Gadim to exclude two very similar Isurim from Chanan Midrabanan because they don't resemble Basar Bechalav and don't follow the Ran. So the Ran is the operative principle. I only wanted to point out that a Gavurcha in Tosis already, there's a very strong Svara, not to, that, because we don't know which way it goes. Okay? Now, Lemay Nachgamina, that this is only Asur Midrabanan, Chanan Bishar Isur. So if you look in the Prima Gadim here, you'll see a Nakamina when the Kedera was spilled. If we know, in a case of Shari Surim, if we know that there was Shishin Neged, the first Isur, that was absorbed by the piece of meat, and all we have is a suffix, if there's shishin neged the whole piece of meat, the second piece of meat, but we know there's shishin neged the first isur, then what is it a suffix in? It's a suffix in Chanan. It's a suffix in whether or not we have shishin neged that second piece of meat that absorbed the taste from the first piece of meat. If it's shari surim, then it's a suffix Chanan b'midrabanan, and we're makil. Okay. Should I take a specific case? Drop of non-kosher gravy falls on a piece of meat that is outside of the gravy, sitting on another piece of meat in your pot. There's not shishin by that piece in the rest of the pot. Or you're not sure if there is. Do you think there's shishin in the rest?
Shishin against
against the second piece of meat, but there is shishim again. We don't know. Hold on. We know there vada shishim in the whole pot against the drop of gravy that fell in, of gravy, nevela gravy. But it fell onto that piece, and that piece was usher. The gravy made the piece of. It fell on a piece. We know it fell on a piece. Okay? And then that pot got stirred. You're watching this whole thing from afar. The pot got stirred. If the pot subsequently, some of it spilled out, so I now can no longer be Mishaer, if there's 60 neged that second piece, that second piece would only be Chanan, it only requires 60 midrabanan. Therefore, it's a sveik midrabanan. I know it's a fantastic case, but it's there. The piece that the nevela gravy fell on. You are cooking in. You are cooking in somewhere in I don't know, where were you again?
El Salvador.
You're cooking in El Salvador. Okay? And walking by, is somebody's walking by with a cup of non-kosher nevela gravy. Okay? And they trip. And you see the gravy's going through the air. Are you going, no! And the gravy's going through the air and you see it land right in your piece.
That
actually happens.
Okay. All right. And with you are rabbinical students of other persuasions, so they want to help you. They know that you're very makpid and cautious, and they know, well, wait a minute, there's shishim in the whole pot. So they quickly stir the pot for the shishim. And you go, no, as you're watching them do it. Now you stop and think and say, wait a minute. And then they say, well, wait a minute. We'll start to pour it out. You say, I have no more food. Don't pour it out. Stop. Now you're in a situation. You don't know whether there was shishim in the pot neged the piece of meat that the gravy fell on or not. But you do know that there was shishim neged the gravy that fell in there. Therefore, what's the only possible Iser here that you don't know about? Hanan. Do you need 60 times that piece or not? Because it became Chatichan Ases Nevel in Shari Surin. Since that's only Drabonin, that Safek is only a Safek of Drabonin in Lukula. You got me? Could you resurrect that fantastic case if I asked you to? Okay, but you see how it works, okay? Now. I need to have my Yerdei Shirim directed by Baz Luhrmann, so I'll have this kind of like, you know, whole gestalt to it. Okay? Now, we therefore then come to a new concept that I have to introduce now, even though the example I'm going to give is from the laws of Melicha. Because it's where the Prima Gadin famously gives a klal, and that we should apply in Basar B'Chalav as well. And I'm going to apply it in this case. And the reason why I'm going to apply it in this case is because we have people on the internet who listen to the shiurim who are also studying Melicha in some kind of internet smicha program or something. So they sometimes ask me questions from Melicha that are related to Basar B'Chalav and want to know. Somebody brought something up, and then I happen to get two questions on the same concept because it's also, as it should be, famously quoted by Svarim Achronim in Basar B'Chalav here. So I want to introduce a concept that you need to know. And it's called Gilgul Safek. Now before Gabriel gets all excited about Gilgul, okay, let's explain what it is. The context is in Siman Ayin Dalit in Hilchos Melicha. There's a part of the body known as the tchol. You probably refer to it as the spleen. Okay? The spleen is one of those parts of the body that nobody really knows. They say, he ruptured his spleen. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. You hear all of a sudden somebody's in an accident. They had their spleen taken out. Is that good? Is it bad? I don't know. Whatever. Is it like the appendix? Okay. It's probably bad because people have a predilection to getting infections, according to what I read. Get blood infections, bacterial infections in the blood if they've had their spleen taken out, which means that the spleen probably acts to protect the blood from sepsis, from infection. And I apologize to Dr. Stroh and any other doctor who listens to these shearing if I'm messing up the medicine, but it's not my area. Okay? Now, the spleen gets its, just so you know what we're talking about, the spleen gets blood from the aorta, from an artery that's attached to the aorta. Okay? From there, the blood then flows to the liver. So the spleen like traps out things that the body doesn't want to transmit in through the blood system to the liver. Okay? And understandably, of course, I'm not an expert in any of this. Now, in Siman Ayin Dalit, Seif Aleph, as someone asked me via email, the Mechaber writes, Hatechol, Afo Pishi Yeshbo Mare Admumis, even though it looks red, Venira Kiribui Dam, and therefore it looks like the Kaveh, like the liver, which is Ribui Dam, Dino kishar basar. What does he mean? Kaved can't be kashered with salty, because it's kulo dam. But even though the tchol, the spleen, looks very red, like it's ribui dam, you can kosher it with salting in order to be able to cook it and eat it. Okay? Now, what do you do with the kaved then to kosher it? You cut it shesi ve'erev, you've got to make cross cuts, and you press it against the wall to get all the blood out of it, and then you have to roast it. Okay, so there's no takana in malichim. Okay, here's the words in the Mechaber in the previous siman. Ein lo kave takana levashlo ayde malicha elakoro shesi ve'erev meiniach ituko lemata, so that it drips v'tzoleyu when you roast it. Okay, that's what you do with a lichta. Okay, now, so what is the Mechaber coming to tell us? That even though the spleen, the tchol, looks like a liver in terms of its redness and looks like it's full of blood, it can be kosher. Now, the tchol also has mutter chelev and non-mutter chelev in it. In the Bach in Siman Ayin Dalet, he cites the Hagos Shari Dura, who bring a maisa that happened with a tchol that was roasted without nikur, without getting rid of that chelev. And Harav Shmushulam, the Chaverav, and his colleagues were matirat, because they said that the chelev of the tchol is batel in the tchol itself, and the chelev kosher that it has. Okay, so the little bit of non-kosher fat that he has is less than 1/60th of the tchol and all its kosher fat. Okay? With me so far? And there's a big inyan there. Is this that just that tchol, or is this the case in all tchol? You know, whatever. Not our subject here. The Bach writes, Umihu e safek im yesh betchol shishin, hatchol yesh le'esor, uvasar shimnim lachimo mutter, delo amrina en chaticha atzma nases nevela, ela bevadai velo besafek. Ve'od chaticha nases nevela bimlicha hu chumra, delo nagu chumra zo ela bevadai velo besafek. This is the lashon of the Bach. So the Bach says, if there was a suffek, if there was shishim in the tchol, and you salted it with other meat, it might be that the tchol became nevela, shari surim, right? Because it was salted with non-kosher chalef, right? Nevertheless, the other meat is mutter, because that's a sveikah d'rabbanan, a chanan b'shari surim. That's the Bach.
The spleen itself remains aser.
Right.
You cooked it with meat?
Salted it with meat. Okay? Okay? Now, that's ayin dalet, it's in malicha. What am I trying to get out of this? The spleen, the tchol, if it was salted itself with its non-kosher fat, is it us or me the Torah or me the Rabbanan? Me the Torah.
Even if there's shishim?
No, if there's shishim, no. But there's suffix if there's shishim. So if it was salted where there is no shishim, right, then it's us or me the Torah. And if it's a suffix if there was shishim, then it's a sveik of the Arisa.
Is the spleen something very small?
I don't know. That's the previous discussion in the Bach, and you know, not really our topic here. But you know,
in this case, there was shishim.
No, there's a suffek whether there was shishim. Here's what the Bach says: if there's a suffek whether there's shishim, and it was salted with other meat, since it would have become chanan, that's only a drabanan. Prima Gadim comes along and makes a very important point. He says, not so fast. Yesh lefakpek, he says. I think that's the word that he uses. I didn't bring Malicha with me, but I think that's... Oh, I have it in here. It's in this volume. I could look it up. It's in the Mishmizot Zahav Sof Sivkat Na'alath. Yesh lefakpek. Because the Tchol Gufa, I don't know if there was Shishim, is a Safek Isur Torah. He says it's possible because there was a Safek D'oraisa to start with. Just because it then got put into a situation where that Safek turned into a Drabanan, doesn't mean we can use Sveka Drabanan Lekula. Okay, this is very important. I'm glad that my questioner asked to raise this question. Okay? Good things can come out of a Flatbush or Borough Park where the question was asked. Okay? So here's a good thing that came out. Here's the case again. Let's take the case again. Here's the Tchol. Here it is, Zelly. I'm holding up the Tchol. Here's the Chelev Tchol, which, by the way, fits both characteristics. Which fits the characteristic that we require by the Ramah. It's Davuk. Okay? Now, if there's a Safek, here's what happened. I had this Tchol, and I didn't remove the non-kosher fat. Okay? I put it together with other meat and I salted them. First I salted this, and then I put it together with other meat and I salted it. Then I threw away the Tchol and its fat. Now I got this other meat. I suddenly say, wait a minute. I don't know if there was shishim in this. In the tchol, naked the fat. I threw it away. I don't know. That's assuming the approach that the Rabbeinu Meshulam didn't, Rav Meshulam didn't say every tchol is like that, but just some tchol subsistence. Okay? So we don't know. So you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, what's the problem? There was shishim in this, all the other meat that I salted it with, naked tchol, that I know. What I don't know was whether or not there was shishim here. I say, well, no big deal. I know the shishim naked tchol. I know there was shishim naked tchol. Right? Tchol became chanan. Suffolk, whether it became chanan or not. Oh, let's say there is no shishim negative tchol, okay? Suffolk, whether it became... Right, there's no shishim negative tchol in the second meat. Suffolk, whether or not this became chanan or not. Qua this. I know there was shishim negative fat. I just don't know whether it was shishim negative the whole thing. So even though this started out as a sveka d'oraisa, it's misgagel to be a sveka d'rabbanan. That's called Gilgul HaSafek, or Megagalina HaSafek. I'll give you another simpler case. I just want to give you the case as it appears in the famous Prima Gaudium that is cited here. Now, I was asked this question, and it's the questioner said, you'll find it's the question appears, we saw it in Malicha, we didn't really understand it, and I see it in Basar B'Chalav and Svarim HaAchronim. So I suspect that that could be, it's either in the Madane Shulchan or in the Badei Shulchan, because when this person writes me questions, he insists Svarim Achronim usually means the Badei Shulchan or something like that. So take a look and see. There might be a discussion of this in the Badei Shulchan. After I explain it, that'll explain it to you. If it isn't, come back to me and I'll explain it again. Okay? Now.
I got a full Prima.
Okay. Prima Gudim says, it shouldn't make a difference. If this was a Sveka D'oraisa, it started as a Sveka D'oraisa. The fact that it now went into another situation where it's only a Sveka D'rabbanan, it was Misgalgel, rolled over into a Sveka D'rabbanan, doesn't matter. Because it started as a Sveka D'oraisa, we don't upgrade to a Sveka D'rabbanan to make it easier for ourselves.
The Sveka D'oraisa was whether there was
Shishim in the Tchol.
Negative.
It's Chelef HaAser. That suffix remains. So the Prima Gaudium says, just because right now the din is talia on whether or not this was 60 or not, and whether it became Hanan, and that's only a drabanan, right? Qua this, shouldn't help us if the original suffix was a suffix deraisa. Sorry. Do you get the sort of the yesod here?
So what happened to it afterwards?
Say it's not here, so I can't. I really don't know whether or not, because I could look and see whether or not there was shishim, right? If I could look at it, I would look at it, right?
That it was salted together
first. Right, and then it was salted with other meat.
It was re-salted?
Yeah, salted with other meat.
Is that a problem to re-salt?
Well, maybe not by the blood, but it's not a problem. But definitely now, this now has the taste of chalev, and it's now become chanan, to rabbanin. To rabbanin, I require here 60 times this whole thing. So the question is this. If this, Ellie, if this is 60 times its fat, it's usher fat, right? Then this is an usher. If it's 60 times it's usher fat, if it isn't 60 times, it is usher. Qua this, though, whether I need 60 times this or 60 times this, the whole thing, is only derabbanan. So what effectively happened by resalting the stuff? I turned a sveka de araisa into a sveka de rabbanan. That's what we call gilgul asafek. And the Prima Gadim says, don't use sveka de rabbanan lekula so easily. Don't jump to it. Because yesh lefakpek, if I can be megalgel, a sveka de araisa that remains a sveka de araisa into a sveka de rabbanan. Now I'm going to give you an application in Basar B'Cholov, which is our topic, but because we are going to do Malicha, it's good to know this. Okay? Now, the Prima Gadim discusses it in the Mishpatot Zahav in Ayin Dalet, at the end of Sif Katan Aleph, you'll find it. He discusses it there, the principle of Chanan. And I suspect that it's in Madrei HaShulchan or Badrei HaShulchan from what the questioner wrote to me. Okay?
Can we do that?
No, it's that it was...
It just happened.
It happened, yes. Okay? Now, we call this concept Gilgul Safek Midiraisa Lidarabanan. Okay? We said there was Safek, there was Shishin Neged the Isur. Klomar, Hanan Bishari Surim is a Sveka de Rabbanan. But since let's take the following case. What would happen if there was a Safek when the Isur the Harishon fell on the Chatiche if there was Shishim or not? Okay? Drop of gravy fell on a piece of meat, piece of kosher meat. There's a suffix if there was 60 times the drop of gravy or not. Okay?
If there's 60 times, Hanan doesn't apply.
Right. When that piece then fell into another pot, and there's no suffix that there's shishin neged the drop of gravy, but there is a suffake if there's shishim in neged the whole piece. Ein megalgalin suffake deoraisa l'suffake derabbanan. Merely by virtue of the fact that the piece fell into a second pot, and now it's only a drabbanan. The Prima Gadim distinguishes between two cases of suffek, v'haki natinen ledina, ein megagaling misveka d'oraisa l'sveka d'orabonet.
When will he be makel? When will he agree to be makel? If I shari suri.
If there was just a suffek as to whether or not there was shishim in the pot, neged the isur that might be hanan. We have an isur that we have a heter that became hanan in shari surim, piece of meat that absorbed chaylev. Let's say that the chaylev was davuk to it, so we hold like the klal of the ramba of the ramah, right? Now you see why Ayin Dalit came up in Malika with its chol, because it had its own chaylev that's aser. Okay, now so let's say that we have the piece of meat that became aser, right? We have a piece of meat, let's say, that became aser in shari suri. We know how much it absorbed. Okay, piece on which nevela gravy fell. Let's say we held that way. Okay? It's hard for me to make it the double case. I want to relax the double requirement for the time being just to explain this. Okay? So we have a piece of meat upon which nevela gravy fell. Not milk. We know there wasn't shishim. The piece became usur. The piece now fell into a second pot, inadvertently. We think there might have been 60 in the pot, but it got spilled and we don't know how much was in it. If we hold Hanan Bishari Surin, then we need 60 times that full piece, not 60 times the first piece. We only need those 60 times the full piece, not 60 times the gravy that it absorbed. We only need the Rabbanan. Hence, that's a Sveik and Rabbanan, and the Prima Gunning would agree.
So it's a Sveik Rabbanan originally, and then it expands to a Sveik Rabbanan.
Right? Well, it's not a Sveik Rabbanan originally, it's just it's this or the Rabbanan. Right. You know for sure that this, there was never any Rabbanan on your.
No, there was.
There was the raisa in the first place because there wasn't shishim when it fell.
Right.
So then it's the raisa and then a suffix derabana on top of that.
Right.
And in such a case, we can be made now.
Yes. Yes.
Not a suffix derabana.
Because, hold on, the piece was always usher. We're not matering that piece because of suffix. Question is, can we matir the rest of the contents of the pot?
We're not matering the spleen either. But we're probably one month of the other. So I don't understand why that should be
Kalakoma in the Prima Gunning. No. Because in the first case,
the second case wasn't a suffix. The second case wasn't a suffix.
Right. In the first case, give me a second to think if I can give a better example. What the operative principle in a Gilgal Suffolk is that we say, even though now the Suffolk is Drabbanan and depends only on a Sveika, which is only Nogeya to a din of Drabbanan now, and it's mutter min haTorah, because now we know vaday the shishim neged the iser balua. We don't upgrade to a sveker drabanan, and we're zlin and lechumra. So let's take the tchol case again. Okay. Let's take the tchol case.
the chelev. And the tchol and the chelev, the tchol could be aser midyoraisa. It might be. We don't know. That piece now is a suffek iser diyoraisa. Okay? Finished iser diyoraisa. Do I get any benefit from the fact that it now fell into a place in which now I've got I can turn it into a sfeikah d'rabbanan? Prima Gunim says no. It's an Iser D'Oraisa. You want to say it?
It's here, the Iser control. Nothing new, there's no new suffix happening. There's no new creation of suffix going on. It's just that it only changes to a d'rabbanan because it's falling into something else.
Right.
But that wasn't the reason for the. There's still the suffix.
The first suffix still there.
It's right, right. And that's still the only suffix there really is.
That's the important suffix. Right. Right.
The fact that it falls into other meat. The suffix is not. We have shishim of that other meat against this cult. We know there is. There's no suffix. Well, the only suffix really is the original suffix, which is the raita. And which the Prigogon was just saying that it can't change it through Darabana.
Right.
Then falls into something else.
Right.
Whereas in the other cases we were talking about,
the piece is vadayaser.
But then there's a sun. There is a new suffix, which is a derabanan.
Right. Right. And that suffix is a derabanan suffix. Do I need 60 times the piece or 60 times the balua? Okay. Well, if I need 60 times the whole piece, I only need derabanan, and that's a sveikah derabanan. It's a good, clean sveikah derabanan. With me? Okay. Another point, as long as we're on this and we worked so hard on it, we also don't downgrade to a sveikah d'oraisa. When I say downgrade, I mean make it easier on ourselves. Maybe the lashon should be the other way. We don't downgrade to a sveikah d'rabbanan. We don't upgrade to a sveikah d'oraisa. But I use the lashon this way. If a piece of meat became usher because of basar b'chalav, okay, drop of milk fell on it, all the conditions pertain that it became usher. And it fell afterwards into another pot. A pot of vegetables. And there's a suffix if there's shishim kineged the whole chaticha or not, because it got spilled out. Some got spilled out. So I don't know if there was 60 in the yirakos, in the vegetables, or whatever, potatoes, whatever's in there. I don't know if there's 60 times the piece or not. Okay? If that first piece of meat had absorbed nevela, right? Not milk. Then I would say it's only a sveika d'rabbanan, right? Whether I needed 60 times the whole thing. Right.
It's like mitzvina.
No. Well, it's like, yeah, but it's shari suri. Okay? How about the following, though? The piece of meat. Do I have 60 times the piece of meat? I certainly have 60 times the drop in it. We don't downgrade and make the situation worse. We don't say sveika d'oraisa l'chumra because of Hanan in that case. Because what difference does it make if a yerek or a tapuach adama or something absorb nevela or basar b'chol of nevela? It in its second pot is still a drabbanan situation.
just because the Isur that it absorbed from was Basar B'Chalav doesn't necessarily mean that we upgrade to. Let's take the following case. Okay, let me say it even better. Basar B'Chalav milk, a drop of Basar B'Chalav milk, okay, fell onto vegetables. And there wasn't shishim in the vegetables to be mevatel. Those vegetables then went into another part where there is shishim.
Yeah, the vegetables.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But how about if there's suffix if there's against the vegetables in the second pot? So you might want to say, well, wait a minute, that's not Shari Suri, the vegetables, that's Basar B'Chalav, because the original is Basar B'Chalav. But if the vegetables had absorbed the Velev, it would have been Mutter. It doesn't matter what difference does it make whether they absorb Basar B'Chalav or they absorb the Velev. We're one step away, it's still a Sveika Drabbanan. I think I'm going to have to repeat this or send out an email to
repeat. Can I ask you?
It's still a Sveika Drabbanan. So we don't downgrade either. Okay?
Or upgrade
to a stronger suffix, if you will. Yeah. Yes?
Why isn't
suffix
derabbanan in that case? Isn't a suffix shishim by.
Those vegetables that fell that the Basar B'Chalav used to fell on originally
right.
Become usher bideraisa.
Right. Don't they? Because
those vegetables come on bideraisa. That then falls
no.
Through.
What's Hanan D'Oraisa? A piece of meat absorbed milk. There wasn't shishin. That's Hanan D'Oraisa. Okay? Now Yerek absorbed from that Nevela. Isn't that just like regular Nevela absorbing?
Is it?
Should be. Otherwise, we're upgrading a suffix.
Why is it upgrading or downgrading? Why does it... So if it's once removed, then it doesn't matter if the origin of the Hanan was...
Yes, because there's no difference whether a potato absorbs straight nevela or Basar B'Chalav nevela.
Once it's Hanan, you just say it's nevela and that's it.
Right. That's an important side of heter for some applications. As long as I'm on this, let me mention another practical yesod that the Prima Gadim added lehalacha. You with me? I think it's a little satum, a little obscure today, but.
So it's the same. Basar B'Chalav would be an asset, but by Sharis, then it would be okay.
Yes, that's a general point. It's true. Yeah.
But in this regard, Gil does something.
We don't Gil, we're not Megalgal in either direction, so to speak, is what I'm saying. Here's another yesod, a very important yesod in this Haggav the Ramah. The Ramah said that we say Hanan B'Shari Surim. This is very important, or at least more understandable. B'Drabbanan. Why? Because of the Ran. So I promised you a Nafkamina because why? It comes from the Ran. Here's a Nafkamina for you. It has to be that because it comes from Basar B'Chalav. Where Gozrin in Shari Surim, the Ramah says, because of Basar B'Chalav, so we shouldn't come to say Basar B'Chalav, Hanan doesn't apply. Therefore, only Isurim that resemble Basar B'Chalav. In what way? That their Shi'ur of Bitul is Shishim. Because then I might come to say Hanan and Basar B'Chalav. The Prima Gadi mentions two Isurim that are batel barov, not b'shishim, and therefore we don't hold Hanan by them. They're the exceptions to the rule. Why do I mention this? Because I once asked this on the Smith exam, and sat and struggled and struggled and struggled, and the examiner had to direct me, and then I figured it out. And it was some of the most uncomfortable 15 minutes of my life. Because first he just let me sit there and mumble, and started to stutter. Okay, so let me say the following, okay? Here's two Isurim that are Batel Barov. Bishulakum
and Pasakl. They're batul berov. They don't require shishim. You have something that's asim mishum bishul akum and it got mixed into other food, it's batul berov. Therefore, we wouldn't say chanan because there's no atu basar b'chalav because it's qualitatively different kind of isur. So the Prima Gadim therefore says, it's a good yardei or riddle. Shari suri means everything but. It doesn't mean anything that doesn't resemble basar b'chalav in the sense that it's not aser b'tam, that doesn't require a shear of shishim. Okay? Now, for mostly, that's going to be a curiosity for you most of the time, but it could also be operative in a halacha, in a practical halacha. Okay.
Where would that?
I would say that would be like the others. Okay, so the two notable exceptions to the Prima Gadim notes are Bishul Akum and Pasakl.
Can you go back to your other example? I'll just say it one more time.
Go back to the
your other example?
Okay, I will at the end, okay? And then I was asked a very interesting question. You know, I'm not going to get to the stuff falls on the wall of the kli, right? If it's above the line of the gravy and all that. I think maybe I'm going to have to send out a little email to people over Yom Tov with some of more insights into Tzadi Beis. But Tzadi Beis is a very important halakha l'maisa. Okay? And we got the theory down so that we could steer into the applications. But I want to stick with applications, you know. I was going to answer another question about things that are not usher b'mat mean, where we hold mean b'mino. Would we then therefore say chanan mina Torah b'shari suri? That was a good question. It also comes out of Borough Park. Stark place to live. Okay. I need some good, like, you know, Teaneck Five Towns questions. Like, you know, is there any way to mock your cheeseburgers? I mean, that's, you know. But instead I get these good Lumbus questions that make me laugh. Okay, so the question he asked me about, since we hold Davar Shiesh L'Matirin, is Zasir B'mashu? And I think the question occurred to him because of Pesach, right? But anyway, says, would we hold then Hanan, therefore Dioraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Good question. Enkan Makom Lahari. Maybe I'll send him, for my questioner from Flatbush, I'll send you an email. Okay? Now, anybody want to take their hand at the Gilgul in both directions? Question? What time is it, by the way? You want to get it in your head one more time before we go? Is that it? Because I'm my eyes are beginning to cross here. You know? Can I send you an email?
That would be even better.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. And the answer I sent you on the cutting onions was that explained the whole onion to you? Okay. We will be doing that with God's help right after Pesach, because we're getting to that in Sadi Gimel, we're getting to Davar Harif and Sadi Hey, you know. So we'll get to all that. Okay? There's not much more left of Basar B'chalav into this. It's pretty straightforward. A lot of practical, a couple of Yisodos, and then a lot of practical stuff. And then we'll do our quick tour of Malicha and a little Shechita, and I'll unleash you on the world of unknowing Shoalim. Okay? Yeah.
If I have more questions like that, can I actually just email you them?
Absolutely.
If you have time, you'll answer them.
Yeah, you can. I always will eventually make time for it, you know. So, you know, usually you email me and I get a chance to think about it. Don't ask me, I'll regalachas. I'm usually, you know,
your
better answer. And by the way, I give you that advice all the time, which I tell you, by the way. And I violate it here, but I shouldn't. Okay? And what I do, you know, here, I shouldn't answer Tokidei Dibor. When you get a Shaila, tell the people, I'll call you back in 5 or 10 minutes and stop and think first. You know? I'm very often very bad right off the top of my head. Need to stop and think and see what all the factors are and whatever.
And then a lot of times you call them back and just ask them for more information. There's no myelin being fast. It's a better myelin being accurate. Right? Track is the only thing where speed counts. Right. Sure, many of other exceptions, but whatever. Okay? All right. Wish everybody a fat kosher with some air.